This is Rabbi Nissan Elbron, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, beginning another year of podcasts. This year we'll be learning Moed Katan. Special thank you and shout out to Seymour Shapiro for again breaking down the Masechta for us. If anyone does want a Gemara to learn along with us, if we have an anonymous sponsor who is willing to provide a Gemara, please let me or the office know. We'll start today, Monday, October 24th, Daf Beis Amud Aleph 2a, the first section, the black text. We'll start with the Mishnah. Mashkin Beis Hashlachin B'moed U'B'Shvi'is. Right, you may irrigate, you can water a field. The Beis HaShlachin is a field that requires irrigation. It's not going to suffice with just rainwater. So such a field you can water on Chol HaMoed, that's Moed, uvashviz, and during the Shemitah year. I got to apologize for my voice. It keeps going in and out since Yom Kippur. Bein mimayan shiyatza mitchila. Bein mimayan shilo yatza mitchila. Whether this is a spring that has just kind of popped out and emerged, or whether it's one that didn't just pop out, but it's old and it's already established, it's got itself going. Aval ein mashkin lo mimei hakshamim, velo mimei hakilon. But you cannot irrigate the field from rainwater. Right, rainwater collects. It takes a lot of effort to get that rainwater throughout the field. And mei kilon is water that you have to draw, right? So there's a difference between simply directing an irrigation ditch, which is less effort, and the latter two examples that require more extensive effort. That you cannot do on Chol HaMoed, even if your field requires watering. Ve'ein osin ugio legefanim. An uga is a circle, a cake is a circle. The gefanim of the vines, you can't dig out little circle holes around each of the vines. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Omer Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, "Enosin es ha'ama b'tchila b'moed u'v'shviz." Right, he says that you cannot build a new water channel. Right, they didn't have old plumbing lines, if you will. They would construct them to direct the water from rivers, streams, etc. So you cannot build on a Chol HaMoed. You cannot build on Shemitah. Chachamim say, "Enosin es ha'ama b'tchila b'shviz." You may even construct, you may initially, right, form it on Shemitah. Umitaknin es hamekul kalos b'moed. Right, you can also fix the ones that are damaged. I say if you have a damaged water channel, you can fix it. Umitaknin es kilkule hamayim shibushus harabim. Right, if you have places in the public domain that people draw water from, you can fix that too. On Chol HaMoed. You can clean it out. Umitachten es hadrachim es rachovos ves mikvos hamayim. On Chol HaMoed, you can also fix the roads and different types of roads and the mikvos, right? The water mikvos for purity. Ve'osin kol tzorchi rabim, and you can do all public needs can be performed on Chol HaMoed, even though we generally try and refrain from work on Chol HaMoed. Umitzaynin es hakfaros, you can note where the graves are, so that people, especially Kohanim, can avoid those kvaros, those graves, and not become tamei. V'yotzin afel hakilayim, you can go out and warn people against different types of kilayim, which is different species of seeds and grains, etc., that you cannot mix together. And people can go out and inspect the fields to make sure that nobody's growing kilayim. That's again the first Mishnah. As you can see, a lot of Chol HaMoed business is the beginning topic of Moed Katan. By the third parak, we'll hit the laws of Avelos, but it starts with discussions of Chol HaMoed, therefore it is Moed Katan. Gemara now asks, Hashde yesh lomar mimayon shiyatza b'tchila. Right, now the Mishnah told us that you can use a newly formed spring, Da'asilim pule mashkin, right? Sometimes those fall apart. You have to fix them. They're not old and already, you know, processed. They're not run through. We know that they're going to be sustainable. They're going to hold up. A new one might fall. You might have to fix it on Chol Moed. It requires a lot of work. Once the Mishnah tells us that you can use a newly formed mayan, mimayan shelo yatza betchila, the lo asila empule, right? A mayan which didn't just come out, it's been used forever. We know it's not going to fall down. Right? Did the Mishnah really have to teach us that we can use on Chol Moed? Once I can use the new one, I can use the old one for sure. So why even bother to mention it? Now, for the answer to that question, you got to come back tomorrow, because this concludes our learning for today. One day successful under our belt. Please come back tomorrow and join me as we continue learning Masachat Moed Katan.